Exodus chapter 26. Make the inside of the tabernacle out of 10 pieces of fine linen that are to be interwoven with blue, purple, and red wool. You must embroider figures of cherubim upon them, or winged creatures, that's what the cherubim were. Each piece must be the same size, about 12 meters long and about 2 meters wide. Five of them will be sewn together in one group, and the other five also. The loops that hold them together are to be made of blue cloth. 50 loops will be on the first piece of the first set, and 50 matching loops must be on the last piece of the second set. There are to be 50 gold hooks which join the two sets into one piece. So all this tabernacle was to be connected together. And the tabernacle represents us, the believers. We're all different, but we are all hooked together. We are united together by the fact that we have God's glory dwelling inside us. You are to make a cover for the tabernacle out of 11 pieces of cloth from goat's hair. They are to also all be the same size, about 13 meters long and 2 meters wide. Five of them are to be sewed together in one set and the other six in another set. The sixth piece must be folded double over the front of the tabernacle. There are to be 50 loops on the edge of the last piece of one set and 50 loops on the edge of the other set. Use 50 bronze hooks and put them in the loops to join up the two sets together to make one cover. Hang the extra half piece over the back of the tabernacle. The extra 50 centimeters that will be on each side of the length will hang over the sides of the tent to cover it. Then there are two more coverings required, one of ram skins that have been dyed red and the other of fine leather, to serve to cover the outer part of it. You are to make upright frames for the tent from acacia wood. Each frame will be 4 meters long and about 60 centimeters wide. There will be two projections, bits which stick out, which match each other, so that the frames can be joined together. Make 20 frames for the south side and 40 silver bases to go underneath them, two bases underneath each frame to hold its two projections, its two bits that stick out. Make 20 frames for the north side of the tabernacle, with 40 silver bases, two under each frame. For the back of the tabernacle on the west, make six frames and two frames for the corners. The corner frames are to be joined at the bottom and connected up all the way up to the top. The two frames that make up the two corners will be made like this. So altogether there will be eight frames with 16 silver bases, two under each frame. Then make 15 crossbars from the acacia wood. Now, acacia wood was really just a kind of brushwood. It was like a bush, really, more than a tree that grew in the desert. It was very, very common. So you see how God uses the most common material, that's like us, to make the place where he is going to live. The middle crossbar set halfway up the frames. It's going to extend from one end of the tent right up to the other. Cover the frames with gold and fit them with gold rings to hold the crossbars. You are to set up the tabernacle according to the pattern that I showed to you on the mount. There will be a veil of fine linen woven with blue, purple, and red wool. It will be embroidered with figures of the cherubim. Hang it on four posts of acacia wood covered with gold, with hooks on it, and set it in four silver bases. Put the veil under the row of hooks in the roof of the tabernacle, and behind the curtain, or the veil, put the Ark of the Covenant containing the two stone tablets. The veil will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Now, Paul says that that veil represents the flesh of Jesus. And that's why when Jesus died, the veil was torn down from top to bottom. And that meant that the way into the most holy place was now open to everybody. Not just the high priest who went in there once a year, but now all who truly believe in Jesus can come right into the very presence of God. So the whole story of the tabernacle is really that it's a pattern, really, for us, a story of how somebody comes close to God. You come to the outside, and there's a gate that you had to go through, and it was so not very high that you had to bow your head to get through it. So humility is the first thing that's required. And then you come to the altar, where you had to offer sacrifice. So there's the principle of offering sacrifice, and then you come to the laver, or the basin, where they washed, that's baptism, and then you come to the holy place, where there was the lampstand, it's like the church, there was the table of showbread, it's like the breaking of bread, the altar of incense, which is prayer, and then after that, you come to the most holy place, to fellowship with God himself.